Maar nou eers op die lijn is saam met my. Good morning, Bongiwe. Sepunzi, how are you doing?
Good morning, Michelle. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very fine, thank you. It's a little bit cool here in the poll, but otherwise we're doing great. I want to ask you, any new upcoming campaigns for the upcoming month? And I see it's Step Up to Be a Hero, Donate Blood, Save Lives.
Yes. So that is the campaign for this month. We are encouraging the public to please step up and be heroes by donating blood. So this campaign highlights the critical need for blood, especially during winter when we always see a decline in our blood collection. And, you know, just to say thank you to our heroes who come and donate blood and take time out of their day. So we'll be giving them a pair of limited edition hero socks just to say thank you. So essentially, this campaign just aims to celebrate everyday heroes who choose to make a difference and inspires others to do the same.
Bongiwe, what challenges does the Western Cape Blood Service experience during winter?
So, around this time, we face many challenges. As you can imagine, you know, around this time, people are sick, they've got colds and flu, and so we do experience a decline because of that. And obviously, you know, it takes time for people to recover. And also, around this time, universities or high schools, they take a break or their exam. So just during this winter time, we do experience some challenges. Hence, we do ask people to please just make time and visit our fixed sites or our residential areas to come and donate blood. We know that it is cold, but we do have socks to keep you warm this winter.
How can someone become a blood donor and what do they need to know before they donate?
It's very easy to become a donor. Firstly, it is the willingness to want to save people's lives. But the age to start donating is from 16 years old. So if you are 16, you are eligible to donate blood. So as young as 16, don't think you are young. You are not young. You can start. We also have to weigh more than 50 kgs. You have to be in good general health. Also live a safe sexual lifestyle. We also do urge donors to please eat something solid 3 hours before donating blood, and also to increase the fluid intake before and after donating blood. And this is to minimize faints after donating blood. So really, to become a blood donor is that easy. And it just emphasizes it only takes 30 minutes out of your time.
Bongiwe, where can our listeners contact you to find out more about the campaign?
So for more information about the campaign or where you can donate, you can go to our website. It is wcbs.org.za, or you can send us a WhatsApp on 060-549-7244. We are also on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and an X. That's where you can find us.
Well, thank you very much, Bongiwe Sepunzi. Thank you very much for your time this morning. And you must have a great week. Talk to you again soon.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Daar was Bongiwe Sepunzi, sy is daar van die Western Cape Blood Service. En dit is Step Up to Be a Hero, Donate Blood. Save lives. So gaan doen die regte ding, gaan skenk bloed en doen jou deel vir die gemeenskap daar buite. Ons baie mense wat bloed nodig het en soos hy het nou gesê het, van 16 jaar af en ouer kan jy gaan bloed